In a study published April 2019 in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, Professor Ladwig studied the interaction of workplace stress, sleep disruption, and hypertension. Now, work stress was defined as jobs with high demand and low control. Faced with these conditions, employees can find themselves waking and ruminating about how to deal with work issues. These are insidious problems, noted Professor Ladwig. The risk is not only having one tough day and no sleep, it is suffering from a stressful job and poor sleep over many years, he says, which fade energy resources and may lead to an early grave. Professor Ladwig recommends physical activity, eating healthily, and relaxation strategies, as well as blood pressure lowering medication if appropriate. However, he also adds that employers should provide stress management and sleep treatment in the workplace, especially for staff with chronic conditions like hypertension. More importantly, I would suggest that employers evaluate workplace conditions and consider how they may be inducing high levels of stress by putting employees into high-demand, low-control situations. Research has shown that employees can thrive in high-demand situations if they have high control as well. Now, what needs to change in your organization so that employees are less at risk for stress and sleep disruption that can have negative consequences on their health, as well as organizational health and disability costs? Join me every day to learn more about sleep and work and how you can sleep better, feel better, and work better.